What up, y'all? This is a special edition of Something to Do, just with Ben. I saw that the studio was open. I thought I had to get in here. I had to do it. You know, I had to do it for him. I had to put the team on my back right now and take over WJRH airwaves and throw some Something to Do on a Monday when no one was going on. You know, it had to be done. So we're going to start it off with What a Bom Bom by Amara La Negra. If I can get this working. Let's get this working. Why don't we do that? Hayden, what up? Where you at?
Wait, who is this? Sorry.
This is WJRH, you're on air.
I'm on air at WJRH right now?
Yeah, you're talking very quietly in the mic.
Oh, no way, I'm live on air right now. This is awesome. I'm at Simon Sandwich.
Simon's so cool. Simon Sandwich?
Sandwich, yeah.
I can barely hear you.
I can't help that. I'm pretty much shouting. Is the air freshener back in the station?
There's air freshener here.
We have a confirmation on the air freshener. We're good to go. We're good on the air freshener.
So you're
getting clearer, Ben. Yeah. So
you're eating a sandwich?
Well, I just ate my sandwich. I'm working on a bag of nacho cheese Doritos. Yeah.
Nacho cheese.
Yeah. It's nacho cheese. Yeah.
That's very important that we know. It's not Blue Ranch.
No, but Connor's right next to me, and he got Blue Ranch Doritos. Cool Ranch Doritos, I believe is what they're called.
Of course.
The blue, got the big old blue bag.
Oh, the blue bag. Oh, it's Cool Ranch. I messed up my,
Oh, yeah, we're all good.
My bad about
that. Connor, say hi to the people on air.
Hi, everybody. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to WJRH.
WJRH.
You're on air.
Wow. That's my favorite radio station. Do you know that?
I didn't know that. Wow.
Oh, wow, yeah. This is kind of a big deal for me.
Well, we're first-time callers.
Yeah. What did I... Did I win anything?
No. So you guys ate already, so I should get food, is what you're saying?
Yeah, we just ate.
Do you want to hang out in the station or somewhere else?
Yeah, wherever you want to meet. I think the station works good for me.
Okay, well, yes. That's the plan?
All right.
Okay, well, you know where I am. I'm on air. 104.9 WJRH, Lafayette College Radio.
Yeah.
East Stone, Pennsylvania, WXPN, Lafayette College Radio.
WXPN, don't say that name.
Maybe one day soon. Broadcasting at 5 a.m.
At 5 to 6 a.m.
Yes.
Prime time.
Okay, well, I'll see you soon.
All right.
Okay, let's spin some more tunes. Let's go back to What a Bom Bom.
All right. Glad to hear.
Shout out What a Bom Bom, Connor.
Shout out What a Bom Bom.
Let's go back to it.
My favorite series of Stobles. All right.
Va con cualquiera.
What do you mean, are you on the air?
Where are you calling me from?
What up, Ma? What up?
Is it beautiful downtown Easton?
No.
Oh.
What do you mean down? It's downtown basement in the radio station.
Close enough.
What up, Ma? You're on the airwaves. You're in the
Happy
car.
Happy to be on the airwaves. Hey, everyone out in Easton.
All two listeners.
Happy Monday to you.
What up, Ma? So you just got back home. You were at a wedding this weekend, correct?
I was. I was in Virginia, which was beautiful.
Virginia.
Virginia. And was on a beautiful, like, sprawling golf course and very green and rolling hills. Really pretty.
And you were with your friend Deborah?
I was, and we had a lot of fun.
She had a good time, I hope.
We went to a wedding. Yep. Everybody had a good time.
How was the food?
Oh, the food was very good.
Really?
Very, very good. Yep.
What type of food was it?
It was American food. I had, at the wedding, I had salmon. It was very tasty.
Salmon.
And she had beef, something or other. And they had a DJ. The bride and groom were very happy. And I took lots of pictures for your brother Jacob as he's planning his wedding.
What did he say?
Nothing.
He didn't say anything about the pictures?
Oh, I didn't send them yet.
Did he say he's getting married?
About 100 times, yes. I think he's a little excited about that.
Excited to be wed.
You betcha.
Did you have any time to do work?
I had a little bit of time. And I'm doing some work now that I'm home.
Is there any poop on the couch?
Up? No, but there was on the floor after I was home for 10 minutes.
My God. Love that cat.
Yep. Jacob decided not to clean out his litter box all weekend, so.
Why just Jacob? What about Dad? Oh, Dad was away.
Yeah.
Oh. Did Dad have a good time in Cleveland?
He's on his way home from the airport now. I don't know.
Oh, nice.
I'm sure he did.
And then what's our plan? When are we going to Cleveland? Which day of the week?
I don't know.
Shouldn't we go early? And come back early,
I'd
maybe?
Like to.
Maybe go like
I'd
Monday,
like to.
Come back Friday?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll talk about it. That's a good idea.
I might just go back to school early, too. I got too much stuff. This whole radio station's going crazy.
Really?
Oh, God. There's just so much stuff I gotta do. It's
really?
Never
What's
ending.
Going on?
Well, we might have this new partnership with that Philly station.
Oh, right. So when will you know?
Well, they said they gave us times, but no one on the board wants to do it because they're not really offering us anything in exchange.
Oh, okay.
It's like you're offering us connections and like we'll have maybe more access to the community, but it's really just this guy in communications who wants to listen to the radio station. I don't know. Very annoying.
Did they send you an agreement?
No, they said they're going to, but they're not giving us anything physical. They're only giving us airtime from like 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. And we could just switch their station on if we wanted to. Like, I don't understand. They're not really giving us anything except for legitimacy. But we don't need legitimacy.
Right. All right, well, think about it. And if you want me to look at anything, I can.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are some really interesting things about it. I'm not going to say that. But the board, I was more really into it at first, but the board is not into it. Because we'd have to give up some independence, some sovereignty. So. And then they're not even getting that great of hours of it. So I understand why they would do it, because it's better than nothing. But they're not getting a lot out of it either.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay.
Anywho. Is that fun being on
Daddy
air?
Dad's
home.
Very fun.
Do you want to put him on?
No, I just hear the cat running, and I think he's probably...
Is he home?
Well, why don't... Peter? No, not yet.
Okay, well, send me I got whitefish salad this week. It wasn't very good for some reason. You know,
yeah,
sometimes you eat too much I ate too much whitefish salad, I think. I'm all whitefish salad out.
Oh, yeah.
Too much to have that.
Are you still doing the show with Olivia?
She hasn't been coming. So I just decided, I came into the station today. No one was in here. So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go in and start calling people. What? I can't hear you anymore. I still can't hear you. I hear something Jacob.
Why don't you do a sports show with Jacob?
How would I do a sports show with Jacob all entirely over the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry for the boring.
I should do a sports show. With the only other person I know that you know.
Anyway, he said he's still exhausted.
From what?
I don't know, but he said he's exhausted. So,
from what?
From all the running around he's been doing.
Which is what?
I don't know.
It does suck. I've been tired, but that's because I've been kicking coffee. I'm on like day 11.
Right.
It sucks. Because with coffee, I would not be this tired. No, life is tiring. You got to do a bunch of stuff. What are you going to do?
I'm getting my computer. So Daddy, you know, bought this computer tech service. Did you know that?
No, but that sounds classic.
So that we have somebody who's going to help us with any tech problems. And I really thought it was extravagant. But I'll tell you, it's very helpful.
Really?
Yeah, all of a sudden my computer started going off and on. And it turns out that I need a new battery. But they also helped me, like, get rid of that web house thing that I've had literally for years. And, no, it's been really, really good.
Wow. So you're firing Jacob?
And they made the appointment. And they made the appointment at the Apple store for me.
Oh.
So I'm going there tomorrow. Yeah.
So you're firing Jacob from being your tech person?
No.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought Dad wouldn't buy something extravagant?
My friend Janet Weinberger called before and asked me if I wanted tickets for Elton John for Thursday night.
This Thursday?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
$250 a ticket.
Oh, God. You'd have to buy them from her?
Yeah, so I couldn't.
Jesus. $250.
I couldn't justify that. It's too much money.
Well, when are you seeing him? In March?
Yeah, but I had wanted to go with you.
How was I going to go this Thursday?
But you can't. No, you can't.
My God, Elton. Elton doesn't need to be that expensive. He doesn't need the money. Right? Am I crazy for saying that?
No, of course he doesn't need the money.
I think he's sort of poor, Elton John. Ask Uncle Aaron about Elton John. Didn't he meet Elton John? He said, who's that?
No, he met the who.
I thought he also met Elton John.
Oh, maybe he did meet Elton John. I don't know.
Ay-yi-yi.
Ay-yi-yi. All right, let me finish my voice.
Okay. Love you, Mom.
I'll let you know when Daddy's home. Okay.
Let's go back to the music. Stuck Between Stations. Acoustic version by the Hold Steady.
Girlfriend, and you like some old feeling, but you
It's Ben, Will.
Ben who?
Ben Gordon.
Number?
You're on air. You're on the radio station. You can't curse.
Oh, really?
I'm calling you from the radio station phone.
I'm so flattered. What's going on?
I pressed dump. It's okay.
Wait, so you're calling... Dude, how are you?
You're on WJRH. I'm doing good. I'm pretty stressed out figuring out all this radio station stuff.
Oh my god, like, so are you ending your term this semester? Or
yeah, but this Philly radio station is trying to partner with us.
Really? And what are the, like, drawbacks of that?
Well, it's like they want to just get on our air, but they're not really offering us a lot. I mean, it's we could get connections from them, I guess, broadcasting connections. Like, maybe engineering connections. We're going to visit their station, WXPN. They're the ones that do World Music Cafe. So they're a pretty big deal. And they want to play on our thing because basically they have all the surrounding 104.9s, and we have 104.9. So they're like, oh, we want to get on your air, basically.
I see. Okay, well, that seems interesting. I mean, there are a lot of benefits to, like, not doing that, though. I think people would like to.
I know, because we just have independence. They want to play from, like, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then, like, Sundays to 1 p.m. That's all they're asking for, which is not that much.
Oh, so, I see. Okay, well, I mean, would it really, like, but it would, that would take away a lot of slots for DJs, right?
Yeah, but they don't really do the night. Like, you guys really have the late night, but we have it pretty filled during the day, but basically no one has a show before 10 a.m., or after midnight.
Oh, I see. Okay, word. Then, I mean, it's really just, like, during the shift. Oh, this is hilarious. I was watching a video on YouTube, and I just paused it, and, like, right now it's just this really funny, like, screenshot or like, still a frame of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. It's, like, really funny.
Who's going to be Rookie of the Year? Doncic?
I hope both of them on. Oh yeah, Doncic. How do you pronounce his name?
Doncic.
Yeah, he's good. Everyone's telling me he's so young. Like, that's the thing.
Did you watch his highlights against the Hornets? You're gonna, like, laugh so hard. He already has, like, a step back three.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, like, 6'11". He's so tall. He's so tall, though. Like, you watch him play, and it's like, how is this guy actually that tall? And then he just, like, looks like James Harden, also. He's, like, European James Harden.
He's, like, a little, like, chubby, but, like, no, he's not really chubby. He's just, like, full. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's big.
I don't know. It's a little...
He's, like, tall and, like, built. Even though, like, they say he's out of shape. He's just, like, huge. This huge guy with a step back three.
It's just that, like... I, you know, like, there's some people who need to, like, okay, issue was video, like an SB Nation video or something, and it was about Brandon Ingram, and it's like, what's scary is that Brandon Ingram's like 190 pounds, like he has like the opposite issue, or like I don't think that, like, Doncic needs to, like, slim down per se, but, like, Brandon Ingram actually needs to, like, put on, like, 30 pounds, like, it's like, it's crazy, he's just too tall to be under 200 pounds, like.
He's so skinny. He's got such long arms, though, Brandon Ingram. His arms are so long. Him and LeBron.
Yeah, it's exciting times in the NBA, but not really, like, not really that exciting.
I feel like the Lakers, I thought the Lakers were going to be good, and then I was like, maybe their defense is going to be terrible. And now I'm back to, like, oh, they're going to be so fun, just Duncan and alley-oops and just, like, Lonzo.
Well, there's all, like, I feel like now there's this new metric, and it's like the young team metric, and it's like, you know, age of, it's like, you know, age of the team relative to, like, you know, just like every statistic, whatever. But my point is that, like, yeah, like, it's just funny because I don't know, like, the Suns, they're like trash, but, like, they're fun, you know. It's like, that's kind of like, they're like a young team figuring it out, I guess.
Yeah, but the Lakers have LeBron.
Like, good. I find it hard to believe him never getting, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like Rondo's gonna get some time in there, but not, like, he's older, he knows his role, he's not, like, mellow.
What about JaVale? Why do they have JaVale? I don't understand. Why didn't they keep Julius Randle?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you know why? It's because they just developed Julius Randle the wrong way. And instead of just accepting the player he is, not that he has, like, limits, but, like, I feel like they tried to, like, make him a certain kind of scorer, when, in fact, he's just, like, kind of smart. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, it's funny, I was, like, watching this thing about, so, first of all, I've been playing a lot of, I'm playing intramural basketball mm-hmm. this semester, so I've been playing, and now I was just watching this whole video, it's called Zach Randolph Old Man Game, and it was, like, so funny, because it's, like, he's just so, it's crazy, he just, like, knows what to do. It's, like, Julius Randle isn't like that, but it's, like, Julius Randle is, like, he's kind of just, like, crafty, and he kind of just gets the ball in, but he's not, like, a shooter.
No, he's not a shooter. But he could just be next to LeBron. Like, he could so play with LeBron. Why did they let him go? They're like, nah, we need Lance, Rondo, JaVale.
The Lance thing is weird, because Lance is like, okay, like, they're just going to have this guard, like, off the bench. Like, it's like, I get it. You know, I think Kyle Kuzma is going
to
be good.
Yeah, yeah. All those people, now that LeBron, if LeBron decides to just be like, I'm going to help these youngins, as opposed to, like, Cleveland, where he's just like, I hate the youngins. Goodbye, Dion Waiters. And he let, like, all the youngins leave.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, he's just, like, such a force. Like, it's kind of crazy. I mean, it's going to be really crazy to think that, like, now, it's just a fun scenario now because it's, like, at least, like, no, you know, LeBron and KD are not going to, like, be in a conference final. Or rather, they're not going to be in a final, which is relieving, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be like, something different. I feel like people are, like, writing off Philly. I don't understand.
I was actually going to say that, Ben, you read my mind. That was the next thing on my mind. I think that Philly is disgusting. I think that, like, it's a little crazy because, like, low-key, Boston is really good. Like,
well, it's like Philly. Philly is, like,
they're really nasty.
Yeah.
They're really nasty.
I mean, Embiid and Simmons are better than each of them are better than any player on Boston. Like, Boston is deep, but literally, I would take Embiid or Simmons over any player on Boston.
They don't have the star power, and, like, to be honest, like, if we really rationalize it a little further, like, it seems that really, like, the triumph of Boston was to be, like, you know, kind of this young, like, not young in terms of the game, but, like, kind of, like, this, like, new team that took advantage of, like, a weakened Eastern Conference. You know what I mean? It's, like, it's really not that crazy that, like, you know, I think that, like, look to Boston's, like, season, look to, like, Kyrie Irving, it was, like, reason, like, I mean, just look at the market, like, look at all those guys, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, like, Jason Tatum, they're all, like, great. But honestly, like, that conference finals thing could have, like, you know, that's reasonable. I don't think that that's like a testament to them making the conference finals next semester. Or did I say next semester? It is next semester.
It starts tomorrow. Like, how they're playing tomorrow, Boston. Philly.
I always have faith in the Raptors. Like, I think the team's really not that. Like, I honestly don't think the team is, like, particularly amazing. But, like, I do think that, like, you have, like, a really disciplined guy there, and I love Kawhi. I love Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi's going to be ridiculous. Kawhi unleashed, because it's just Kawhi and wings. It's, like, literally Kawhi and just, like, people that can shoot threes, and, like, Lowry, and, like, defenders, like, OG and Anobi, and, like, all these amazing defenders, and just Kawhi is, like, that's going to be so fun. I'm so ready for that. And Knox is going to be Rookie of the Year.
I mean, Kevin Knox looks dirty, too. I mean, like, the thing is that I feel like with the Knicks, like, I almost... if we're going to, like... I mean, Kristaps is, like, hated, but, like... What we, like, initially, but, like... I just have to... I'm going to think very little of these people, of these, like, picks intentionally, because I want them to be amazing, and I just want to, like, say, hey, like, it just sort of happened. I feel like if I place too much attention on Kevin Knox, I'm just going to, like, be like, damn. You know, like, even with Kristaps Porzingis, like, I don't know. Like, I was so ready to be, like, 23 points per game. Hell yeah. Yeah. Like, then he got injured. It's so sad.
What about Frank?
Frank is sick. And, like, I honestly think that, like, you know, I think that the East, like, needs to, like, just get, like, I want to see, like, better teams and, like, you know, with this, like, defensive-minded point guard, kind of has, like, good court vision, and he's, like, you know, like, a huge wingspan. Like, I think that, I don't know, I think it's good. I mean, like, I'm thinking about, like, how dynasties are built, and I'm not saying the Knicks are a dynasty at all, but, like, it's not on, like, I don't know, especially, like, the Spurs have been thinking about it. It's like, you know, Tony Parker was good, you know, but it's like, they kind of just had, like, good pieces, and, like, I feel like when I see someone like Frank, it reminds me of, like, someone who is, like, he just, like, seems like someone who's going to be, could be a great piece on, like, a really good team, you know?
Well, because like, they don't develop immediately. Like, the Spurs would always get guys, and then just, like, 3 years later, they'd be playing, like, 30 minutes a game. But it was always gradual. Like, DeJounte Murray was, like, gradual, and then this year was he was going to play a lot. And then, like, you know, like, Patty Mills. Like, Patty Mills was on that first finals team in 2013 and played 0 minutes, and then, like, the next 4 years have been, like, he's just been, like, a starter since. Like, they just ease their guys in really well. And it's like the Knicks did that with Frank, and, like, now they're going to push him a little more, and, like, they're just, like, it's not all going to happen in 1 year.
Oh, totally, and I think that, like, Fizdale is, like, really excited for it to be, like, a fun project.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, I think that, like, the expectations are very light, but, like, I think that really, like, the idea behind this season for the Knicks is that, like, they want to show prospective players that they have been taking steps towards a more positive basketball culture. And, like, I think that's kind of, like, what used to feel, like, very wrong. Like, you know, just, like, a lot of good decisions. And I don't think the Knicks, I really don't think the Knicks are, like, an exemplary organization by really any measure. But it does feel a little, like, it doesn't feel as negative of an environment.
Yeah.
For, like, you know, prospective employees under contract. I'm just saying, like, if I was a player trying to sign a contract, maybe my big issue with the Knicks is, A, they're terrible executive decisions, but also kind of, like, this, like, bad... You know what I mean? It's like, because the Knicks, like, you know how, like, Kyrie Irving was like, you know, this is, like, I've always wanted to play in Boston. I've loved Boston growing up and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, no one's really saying that about the Knicks. Like, because, like, the Knicks lost that. Like, the, like, you know, like, and that's the thing. There's a little less of this, like, let's bring basketball back to New York. And that's, like...
The KD. Like, KD, like, they're...
I think he would be a perfect person to go to the Knicks, and I think that KD's, like, a business person, so, like, you know, he's been in San Francisco. If he comes to New York, I think that he would literally... I mean, then it would be, like, a full switch, you know? Then it would be, like, LeBron would play out the remainder of his years in L.A. and retire a Laker, and then KD would switch to the East. Basically, like, I have a question for you. Like, do you think KD is in his prime?
I think he's still in his prime. I feel like people are doubting him this year for whatever reason. He showed he was, like, ridiculous in the finals. I think in 3 years, I have no idea about KD. Like the thing is that LeBron is just... But sort of, Chris Paul even was great this year. Like, everyone is extending their primes. Like, I have no idea when people are going to drop off. Like, when is Chris Paul going to drop off? Well, he just signed a 5-year deal.
I don't know when Chris Paul's going to drop off. I mean, like... That's a good question. I mean, I was just going to say that, like, I think that, like, I feel like I was maybe misunderstood for a second, because, like, I was kind of, like, trying to say the opposite. I was saying that, like, I don't think KD has, like, really even reached his prime, like, which is, like, hard to say about a player that's already been MVP, a player who's won 2 rings and 2 finals MVPs. But, like, I mean it, like, sort of in this logic that you're proposing, like, you know, the extended prime, like, phenomenon. If we're talking about extended prime, I think that, like, I mean, like, what would you render, like, analogous to, like, LeBron on Miami? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no,
what
LeBron on Cleveland, and, like, LeBron now, like, the second time on Cleveland. But that's interesting. So you think KD hasn't even reached his peak? I think that's more because Kate, and he's talked about this, like, he does, night to night, he doesn't try to, like, blow people away. He's just like, I'm going to get my 30, I'm going to get my rebounds, I'm going to get my assists, and I'm just going to make the right play every time. So he's it's interesting because he is so, like, such a freak. He's, like, 7 feet tall and, like, shoots threes. But he hasn't had that game where you're like, damn, he's made that shot, like, against the Cavs. Like, he made that crazy, that, you know, that three. He's had iconic plays, but he's never had that game.
He's, like, he's a little godly. The thing is, like, both, I, like, that's the thing. It's the kind of like, it's like, yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, like, I think that there are, like, it really, like, it does say something, you know, but the thing is that, I don't know, basketball is so weird because, like, we've just, like, we have so many, like, excellent players. And that's the thing, it's, like, the elite, like, there are a lot of elite players. And so, like, even, like, obviously, like, Giannis is elite, but, like, when I'm saying elite, like, I feel like there are different levels of it, too. Like, and then I'm talking about superstardom versus elite. I'm talking about, like, now we just have the huge elite class of, like, you know, there's an elite player who, like, is actually, like, pretty scarily elite, but, like, he's in, like, a crowded Western Conference, like, Dame. Like, Damian Lillard is insane. Like,
yeah, no one talks, like, about him.
I don't know.
Crazy. It's crazy. He's so good.
It's just, but then it's like, what's, like, the, is there, like, a graveyard? Like, sort of in the same way where, like, Chris Paul's a player who's, like, as you said, he's, like, pushing, he's trying to contend because he doesn't really have, like, forever left. When people like Damian Lillard and, like, Anthony, like, so, like, Anthony Davis isn't in his prime, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely before his prime still, which is insane. It's just weird. I don't understand why everyone has to be in the West. And, like, I'm so mad. Like, I brought up Doncic earlier. Like, why does he have to be in the West? Like, can't we get, like, one guy in the East? Like, all we have is, like, Giannis. We have the Sixers now. Now we have Kawhi. But it's, like, Doncic really is going to, like, I don't know if he's going to make the playoffs for, like, at least, like, 4 years because he's in the West. And, like, LeBron had to go West. Like, we literally have nobody in the East. It's so dumb. Like, literally we have the Magic, the Bulls, the Hawks, the Knicks. I guess the Knicks have Kristaps. The Nets, the Hornets, like, the Pistons. Like, these are all just bad franchises.
Yeah, I mean, like, I agree. And I think that, like, it's like a cop-out response. But, like, the way that I feel is that, like, it just paves the road for, like, literally, like, team-focused basketball, defense-first basketball, which is, like, you know, like, a la, like...
And the Celtics last year, when they didn't have Kyrie or Hayward, and they were able to, like, push the Cavs, because it was all team defense.
Like, the thing is that the way that I see it is that, like, the way that the East can't, like, rely on, like, athleticism or star power. They just have to, like, play, like, they have to cut down, you know, like, or they have to cut their opponents, chopping down wood, you know, just, like, over... Just, like, repetition until, like, it was almost like they repeated, glitched out. Like, that's kind of, like, what happened. Like, it was almost like a hack. It's like beating the final boss. How do you do it?
Man, I don't know how, like, the Cavs did that. That was really insane. Like, it still makes no sense in retrospect. I mean, like how? How did they do that?
It just, like, served to be, like, a perfect blemish at the end of the day. Like, I think that's kind of, like...
And, like, LeBron got his chip in Cleveland. Like, that's still the craziest. I still don't understand.
Me neither, man. I really don't.
Yeah.
Wait,
how are you? Before I gotta go, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm pretty busy, but, like, in a good way. Like, I submitted a thesis proposal last week.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm not sure if, like, you get admitted into the thesis program, which is, like, in your spring semester, and, like, I'm not really, like, sure how everything's going to pan out, but that's good. Work is good. I'm still working at CUIT, and I'm doing tutoring, but, like, the kids are in sophomore year, and, like, they're studying chemistry, so I'm like, let's get it. It's, like, perfect. I have music along the way. The tracks are being mixed right now by Jacob Burke.
Yo.
And I'm really into you. Michaela, there's a music video, and there are three songs with, you know, my friend Michaela, and one of them has a music video. Tracks
wow,
are being
that's crazy.
Right now.
You're in the video?
I'm excited. What?
Are you in the video?
I'm not in the video. The video is filmed in Oakland.
Yo!
It was filmed in California.
Oh, people just walked into the station.
Did Hayden come by earlier?
No, Hayden's not right here, Connor. Okay, well, I'll talk to you, but this was good. I'll call you from my real phone.
Cody, bye. Thank you. Have a good night. Oh, yeah. Just call me.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yo, wait, who's that? Clement?
Yeah.
Yo, Clement, let's get ready, because we got to do a PSA, Clement. Okay, Clement is here in the station. Sorry, that was my friend Will on the phone. I had to press dump many times because he was cursing a lot.
Yeah.
So, sorry about that for those listeners in the car. Here is a PSA. Let's give this PSA a listen.
It's not always easy being a dad.
When's the fairy princess coming?
Any minute now. What? What do you mean she's not coming?
But it's always worth it.
It's the fairy princess!
It is I, Grooms Zinkelbell.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life.
I know it's really you, Drew. I'm just pretending for the other kids.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
No es muy fácil ser un papá.
When's the fairy princess coming?
Any minute now. What? What do you mean she's not coming?
Pero sí vale la pena.
It's the fairy princess!
It is I, Grooms Zinkelbell.
Los momentos más pequeños pueden tener un gran impacto en la vida de un niño.
I know it's really you, Drew. I'm just pretending for the other kids.
Toma el tiempo hoy para ser papá. Llama al 877-4-DAD-411 o visita fatherhood.gov. Traído a usted por el Departamento de Salud y Servicios Humanos de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
So what a PSA. Oh, it's still playing. What a PSA. Really, really wonderful. You know, it's worth it being a dad, man. Wait, Clement, I'll be out there in a second. I'll have my radio show in a couple minutes. So wait, Clement. My friend Clement is here. He's in the studio. He's guest host right now, except he doesn't have a mic. Why don't we listen to another PSA? I think we should listen to another PSA. What do you think, Clement? Clement says, all right, let's give it a shot. Number two, PSA number two.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat foods.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov. Alvin and the Chipmunks love to eat.
Who's hungry?
But even though you can't see or smell it, Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind...
Thank you, Alvin and the Chipmunks, for reminding me of that. Let's close this radio station out. So tonight, something to do. This was the... I only played two songs tonight. First one was What a Bum Bum by Amara La Negra. And this song, Stuck Between Stations, an acoustic version by The Hold Steady. Have a good night, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this spontaneous radio show.
Sad time together, stuck on each other at the demonstrations, making sure to make them straight, crushing one another with colossal expectations, depending on the discipline and sleeping late. She was a really cool kisser, and she wasn't all that strict of a Christian. She was a damn good dancer, but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend. Exhausted, but he was critically acclaimed and respected.
We drink and we dry up, and now we crumble in the dust.